Hello, everybody. We are back. Da, 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 da. You are here with Banana, Kim, and Chill. She is Banana. I am Kim. And today we are chilling together. So excited for today's episode because the past week, I've really been on this, I don't know, call it a journey. I'm not sure. But I've really been in this place where I've been thinking a lot about archetypes or like tropes that I really like, and then trying to think of like which series have fulfilled these and what characters have matched up with them. And to be honest, I feel like this might be a part one because there's no like we just selected a few for each one, and I'm sure there are 10,000. But I feel like Banana a little bit is playing into my playing into my hype today just because it was fun for me to think about these. She had to put up with all my texts. What about this one and this one?
Okay.
But yeah, so Banana is in control here. So let's get this going. Who, what's first? What are we doing?
That's a good question. What is first? Okay, so as these characters have various archetypes, we kind of, I guess Kim kind of like chose the character archetype. And then we selected the best ones that we felt fit the character archetype. So these are like the cream of the crop of BL characters, in our opinion. Granted, this is also probably just recent BLs because they're on our minds. So for our first category, we have.
That's why there's definitely going to be a part two at some point.
We have our sunshine characters. And so I feel like the ultimate sunshine character is.
T-Doc.
Thank you.
From
You're like,
Your Supply.
All right.
Yeah, I feel like sunshine characters are always really fun. And I think the thing that we like about them is that they're so optimistic and they just have really good energy. And they usually have like a little puppy dog character, kind of like paired with them. But I feel like T-Doc from Your Sky is one of the like prime sunshine characters because he was like pure sunshine. I know at the end he got a little vixen-y, right? So he donned a little bit of that energy, but for sure T-Doc is like one of the ultimate like sunshine characters, right? I adore him. Yeah.
Okay, let's see. And
Oh my
then,
gosh. Diego, it's good to see you again. I know, isn't that picture so cute though? So for everyone who might be listening to the podcast and isn't watching us on YouTube, we have a picture from the series where they had gone to the zoo together and T-Doc has all the little birds on him. Because I feel like what is better to represent a sunshine character than the Disney princess photo?
yeah, right? Oh my gosh. All right, next up we have Dway.
Dway.
Dway, not Jay, Dway.
Dway. All right, for anyone who is currently watching Sweet Tooth Good Dentist, which is airing right now, Mark plays a character named Jay, who always calls himself Dway. And he is another like super sunshine character. I do feel like in the future we are definitely gonna get a taste of whatever has happened to him in his past. But up until now, at least, he is sunshine incarnate.
He's very positive.
He's super positive. Yeah. Like I feel like he can always take a situation and like give light to it. Also, he's a really like funny character. He's like really humorous, so he's always kind of like putting humor into situations. And all in all, he's just like a very seemingly like a very kind person. So I feel like for something airing right now, he's kind of like sunshine.
Right, next up.
Oh man. Okay, so this one's a throwback. Do you want to take it?
Of course, you're throwing it at me with a
I
Japanese
said
beat.
thing that I was like going through all of this.
Okay,
oh, his name is Aoki.
Yeah, sorry, I was trying to remember the Japanese. Okay, so My Love Mix-Up. Japanese My Love Mix-Up, but that's Kate.
Keita Hatsukoi?
I remember the Hatsukoi. What's the first word?
Keita. Keita or Keita.
Keita.
Oh, shoot. Is it K-I or K-E-I? I'll look it up. Carry
it should
on.
Be K-E-I.
K-E-I. Okay.
That, okay. The Japanese My Love Mix. I'm just going to stop the language, okay? But I used to learn Japanese. I should be better than this. What did we say his name was?
His name is Aoki.
I thought so, but then I was like, Steve Aoki. That can't be right.
Steve. This is Steve.
Steve.
From Keita Hatsukoi. Favorite character, Steve.
This is Aoki from My Love Mix-Up. The ultimate ball of sunshine in what was arguably the ultimate ball of sunshine BL in all of existence.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like his ball of sunshine is really hard to compete with because he, apart from just being anxious, I guess he had like some moments of anxiety. He was
an anxious ball of sunshine.
Just sunshine. That's it.
I think Kim also falls under this category of sunshine character.
Sunshine character.
You had to pick an archetype for Kim. She too.
She's like, except for her anxiety. You're so funny. Everyone says that. That's so funny. Well, no wonder I wanted to do some sunshine characters then, right?
Right. And then last on our list for sunshine characters, I paused so you could take it away.
Oh, sorry, there was a lag. It like froze for a moment and then you came back. So I was like, ooh, the suspense. You're here.
No, it's just bad.
Okay, another series that's airing right now. So for any of you guys that are watching Top Form, Jin from Top Form is 10,000% a sunshine character. But I feel like it blurs with Puppy Dog. He's like a Puppy Dog sunshine character.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of these sunshine characters you could like cross over with Puppy Dog. But quick plug for Top
Puppy Dogs do the chasing.
That's true. But I do want to do a quick plug for Top Form because I know some people aren't watching it yet because it's still airing. Oh yes. My God. This show is so good.
It's so good.
It's so good.
I actually think, okay, I'm not saying this from our perspective because I know that we were looking forward to it, sorry. But I think it has been a little unexpectedly good. But what I mean by that is unexpectedly well received. It's a really, really good series, but there's just something about like some of the like interviews and promos for it that make me feel like I don't think that they thought that the series would be as popular as it is.
Right?
Yeah.
I think WeTV kind of not necessarily found their groove. I mean, I do feel like they found their groove now, but I feel like this year they have really been like evolving with each show that they release. And I say this year, I meant last year. It's all one big year to me. Starting last year, like, they really like each series was a step up. And now with this year's series, it's just like immediate knock out of the ballpark with Top Form. Everyone is so excited for Knockout. I can't wait to see where that one goes. And I think they've got a really, really exciting, unexpectedly exciting year ahead of them.
I think they're adapting things that are a little bit different. And I think that the things that they're adapting are a little bit messy. And I also think that the character dynamics are a little bit different than things that we've seen. For anyone who hasn't seen Top Form yet, it's from an anime. Was it a manga or was it just an anime?
It was a manga as well. Oh, I feel like almost animes are based off mangas.
I know, I thought that too, but I never hear anyone talking about the manga. They always talk about the
Can be
anime.
wrong.
So I was like, maybe it was only an anime. Maybe a manga, but definitely an anime. And it's about kind of like a somewhat like renowned and established actor who's been doing great, and an up and coming actor who is amazing and kind of threatens to dethrone him, and kind of how they're competing against each other brings them together, but also brings kind of like a lot of complications because you can't really be in a relationship within the industry. And so yeah, I don't know. It's been a really great series. There's so much tension in it, and there's so much, especially the episode that just ended last week. I was telling Banana yesterday that like literally all I'm thinking about is watching, like wanting to watch the episode that's coming out this week. It left off on such a freaking cliffhanger. So, and I'm not, you know, normally I feel like an episode ends and I'm like, yay, and then I just like wait till next week. Not all of the time that series come out that I feel like I'm just, you know, like clinging to a stress ball before the next week comes out. And I feel like with Top Form, I've just been like, ah, I really want to see the next episode. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
I actually kind of feel that way about the one that just aired, My Stubborn.
Oh,
Like we had
yeah.
the interview, and I didn't really have like strong feelings for it, because it kind of felt like, oh, this might just be like another office romance type thing, and then the final teasers were all very spicy, and but nothing to really catch my interest plot wise. But with that first episode, it was still very spicy, but I feel like it's balanced out with the story surrounding it that I'm actually really looking forward to seeing how their story plays out.
If anyone hasn't checked out My Stubborn, the first episode of it aired just this past week. So it's very new in there. The first episode is like quite spicy, and the setup for it is kind of spicy as well. But apart from that, I think because there is this kind of like undertone of someone who's newly working for a company who figures out that someone they hooked up with works at this company. And
And
there's this
it's not even
dynamic
a hookup.
of
It's like they
it
knew
what?
each other and like they helped each other in the
Helped
past.
each other out.
Yeah, which sounds dumb, but I mean I didn't know this was a trope that I liked, but apparently it's a trope I like. But like yeah, like they helped
Funny.
each other out, but then they kind of just moved on. But now that they're together again, it's like
The tension's all back.
the tension is immediately back, and just like they're fighting it, but they're not fighting it well. And I am all for that.
It was really good. I'm looking forward to the next episode too. So, yes, Top Form and My Stubborn. Check them out, guys.
Okay, moving on.
Moving
I
on.
think that's it for Sunshine characters.
So those are our sunshine characters for this part, at least. Oh, hey Alex, it's so good to see you again.
Given to your desires, I will, and I will watch the next episode. Okay, our next category is I'm like squinting at the photos down here at the bottom. Possessive characters. So these are the best of the possessive characters that we could remember. I'm sure people will think of
There are so
others.
many.
So many, and we love all of
I'm so
them.
excited, though.
The first and most obvious one would be
Ming.
Ming. Thank you. I'm like, not Joe, not up, Ming.
Okay, I've got to be real. I feel like these characters seem to always come with, well, I don't know, not always, but obviously, like with Ming, he was like a very red flag, very like red flag character. Why did I love it? Why did I love it? I feel like sometimes I'm losing my mind, but I feel like when we think about possessive characters, Ming is like an ult. I don't know how anyone could make like a top list and not have Ming be up there at the top.
I think it's because usually when you have the red flag characters, they try to disguise it as something that's okay. Hide it in the romance. But with Ming, like, the series did not try to sugarcoat it. He was very flawed, very problematic. Yeah. And it's like, so I guess I would say in comparison, like, Paiyu Rain or like Boy Next World, like, you know, very red flag characters, but they kind of like, you know, make it work with how the like relationship dynamic goes.
Yeah,
it didn't work with this one, but and I think that's why we were like,
yeah, like he had issues, and I mean even after I don't know, I feel like I always don't know. I mean, I hope you've seen this show before. If you haven't, go watch it. But after you know, Ming comes back, and I feel like, and he like learns about it, Ming coming back, I don't feel like he necessarily like gets fixed either. Like his behavior's like better, but he still is at the core him. And actually I liked that too. Mm-hmm. I think probably part of the possessive character thing that's kind of like fun to watch is, you know, they always say those like love interest characters that will like, what's the trope on, or like the song on TikTok that's like, I'll let the world burn, right? I feel like that's like the core of possessive characters, right? And they're not all made equal, but Ming, totally up there. He is not, I mean, at the beginning, he wasn't gonna let Tong go, but once he figured out who his man really was, I mean.
he knew from the beginning.
Yeah,
and that's what redeemed him to some degree.
I don't know. It's okay. Just accept it. I'm just accepting it. It's okay.
All right, moving on before we dig ourselves deeper into this hole.
Like, may this love never find me, but may more series come out like it, because I would love to watch more.
All right, next up on our list is from My Beautiful Man.
Yeah, this is Kyoi.
You've got the character list?
This is Kyoi.
Kyoi. I'm really bad with it, in case you guys have not realized. Yes.
He, like Ming, top tier. Top tier possessive guys. Top tier.
I love how it was like so pure, though, for how their relationship worked.
I guess maybe what was interesting is that, okay, here's what it is. A lot of the times when we see series with a possessive character, we see the possessive character being the pursuer. And in this circumstance with My Beautiful Man, it's actually our other character that is the one that starts out as like the pursuer and whatnot. So I think that was kind of like unique about the dynamic between him and his love interest in the series. But I also believe, see, Alex said Kyoi is a god. 100%. Again, may this love never find me. But I really, 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 really loved his character. His character was just so, possessive.
It's like, but he was possessive, but like submissively possessive.
Yeah. When are we ever going to see that again? Like, I've never seen that before in a character. And like, I love it. I love it. It was so good. Yeah. But also like his type of possessive, submissive, but yet his personality is dominant.
Yeah.
I don't know how they did it. Kyoi is like magic sauce. I don't know the formula that they put into the cauldron to create this character, but may they make so many more like him. I would like to see more series.
Literally, this My Beautiful Man is the one BL series that I want to see be remade in every single country. I want to see how everybody does it. Like, I feel like Korea could go so dark with this. And I'm living for that mental idea of mine.
Yeah, I would love to see how people shape this dynamic depending on the culture. Because I think that that's what changes when people adapt different things, is that their idea of what that is like within a culture changes. And so I would be curious to see if like other, if other countries could even recreate a Kiyoi.
Right.
Like, I don't know, because he's so perfect. I really and truly to see it recreated. That would be amazing. But look at this. Look at this man.
What a beautiful man.
Can he be recreated? I do not know.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, like you say, like, you know, different cultures, and Pratfall Pratt actually brings up, like, Kyoi is possessive Hira, but it works because Hira is obsessive of Kyoi. And that's like...
Yeah, you're right. It balances.
It's like it balances, but then I feel like that is also an aspect that we hear of within Japanese culture, is like the obsessiveness that exists in within... like stalkers to some degree. That happens a lot.
Yeah.
It's like, how much am I saying before it, you know, becomes like what?
Well, there's plenty of other possessive characters in our book tonight.
Walking into a hole here.
I feel like this is just fun with tropes. There's probably so many societal things we could dive into, but let's just look at him.
Right.
That's so funny. Who could play Korean Kyoi, though? Asks Diego. I think that is a valid question. I'm open to submissions for who would be good. And hey, Em, it's good to see you tonight.
That was not the button I meant to click. Ah, slow down. Okay. And then actually, Pratt mentions secret relationships, and while I am terrible with names, the one guy that looks like he could be a Whoville character.
What?
Could fall into this possessive category.
What? A Whoville character?
A Whoville character.
Never once did I watch Secret Relationships.
You never thought that? Was that just me? Am I the only one who was like, oh, he could be... What? In the Grinch as a wheel. You don't see it?
What? No. I don't even know that I want you to explain. I'm trying to.
And the reason why he doesn't know this is because we did not watch it together.
I'm looking at them and I still don't know. Was he the evil guy?
The actual evil guy?
Emily says Jaemin.
No, it was not Jaemin.
It was not Jaemin.
It was the other one.
Okay, we have our main character, Daon. We have, I can't even remember who's who.
Yeah,
I binged the series, like my life depended on it. and I can't remember anything.
No one else saw it, like looked at him and saw that. And I'm on my own with this.
I'm fully right now.
Really?
I mean, he does have little doe eyes. I'm looking at him right now.
No one else.
You see his little doe eyes. Oh shoot. Okay. Where were you going with this? What were we talking about? How did we get to Whoville?
Because he's also a possessive character. I'm sorry. Uh-huh. I'll move on. Next on our list.
You're right. Next on our list.
Next on our list.
Next on our list is Bison from The Heart Killer.
Bison.
Because, and actually, I feel like he was a really unique possessive character because he was possessive and like
Crazy.
actually in a crazy way that no one addressed.
No one, I'm so mad
No,
that he wasn't like
one ever addressed this fact. Like he was like the, oh, he talked to you, leaves, brandishes knife. Like I don't even. But, and I feel like, to be honest, I chose this picture intentionally because look at the innocence. This is a man delivering a burger to his true love, and he is ready to kill. I just feel like we. I love him. He was
Be
such
like he
a
could
fun
also be delivering
character.
poison to whoever he's mad at, and he would still have that same face.
He. True, so true. I feel like Bison, it was the type of possessive character that again, like these other ones, there's something special about them and how they are. We have not really seen a character like them before, and I love it. I want more like newness, you know? Oh my gosh, I'm looking at all of these. I'm looking at all of these comments. This is so funny. Shoot. A lot of people love Cowtongue, love Bison. I feel like accurate. I see a lot of Honey Bunch Sugar Plums, Cutie Patooties, which just goes to show that he's a special type of character, right? Like, no one would say this about Ming.
Then meanwhile, Alex is like,
Points again. It's
oh my
so
God.
funny. I feel like his character was just so special. I don't know. I love, I truly would love to do a part two because there's actually so many characters that fall into these categories, like possessive, that are just fun to talk about. They just have their own lore, their own personalities, their own psychoses. And I truly love being present with everyone to just enjoy and deconstruct. Oh, man.
Right,
All
next
right.
up is
Next
Kin
up,
from Kin Porsche.
Kin from Kin Porsche. Of course, he has to be up there too, because he would also kill a man for.
I mean, he would just kill a man.
That is true. But he was, I feel like what was kind of special about Kin in Kin Porsche is that he was really jealous a lot of the time. And it took a while for them to come together to figure out where they were at and like get on the same page.
I'm sorry, the comments
everyone,
you're sending me right
it's so funny. Okay, everybody, for everyone listening who's not part of this right now, I cannot see the chat. I'm going to rewind and I'm going to reenact this with the comments embedded. Okay. Kin would kill a man. I love him. LMFAO. Please, what a Dumbo. He did kill men, several men, but there would be torture first. Oh my gosh. Guys, do you ever like sit back for a minute and think like, what am I watching? Sometimes it like occurs to me, why are all of these characters so
Rude.
why are all of these characters so amazing? But when you actually like talk about them, you're like, I can't tell my coworkers about this.
Was actually trying to think back, like, has there been a moment where I was like, what am I watching? And Sungmin Danyao had me questioning
You know,
physics.
secret relationships had me questioning it when the dude like was trying to get the main character to like him or whatever, and the main character said no, or however that worked out. And then he just went to the kitchen and like grabbed a butter knife. I was like, where am I? What's
Yeah,
going on?
that
This was unexpected. I don't know. I watched a lot of true crime. There's never been a butter knife.
really? Like, never?
Oh man. I feel like anyone who watched that and just didn't step back from the show for a moment to think, like, huh, like I need to interview you because you were in the moment. Oh shoot. Oh, so funny. Anyways, Kin, I definitely feel like he is also up there too because he is possessive and he has the means to be possessive, which is unique to his character. But I do like Kin. He's a good one.
And then that is it for possessive characters. So as we move on from the red flags, we go into
the like four of each. But don't worry, we can always do a follow-up series if you guys enjoy.
Before we move on, I'm sorry, I just saw Diego's comments. When he stabbed himself in the arm, I was like, what was the reason?
What was the reason? That was so wild. Make it make sense.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Moving on. That man was like a professional clown. A professional clown. In that moment, what are you doing?
Oh my god. Okay, moving on from the possessive green flag, the possessive red flags, into the two green flags for their own good category of the righteous characters.
Yes.
Where their sense of righteousness does not fit with the relationship they are in. And what I mean by that, these characters will tell you. The first one is from History 3 Trapped, and his name is
Xiao Fei. Oh, he could also be a sunshine character, just throwing that out there. But Xiao Fei is, for anyone who has not seen History Trapped, because this is like taking it back, his character is a police officer, and his love interest that he ends up kind of paired with is kind of like a mafia leader, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's like a mafia leader who's into some stuff, and they end up getting tangled up in an investigation together that involves both of them. And it's a lot of like a... because he has like, he's very righteous, right? So it takes him some time to kind of understand like what he's feeling, but then like when he's there, he's there.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, oh, I miss him. It's been too long since I've seen Trapped. Trapped is a really good series. It's one of the top, I guess, Taiwanese ones for me. There's so many and so many are so good, but like Trapped is like really good.
Yeah, very righteous. So, like, it's like his righteousness causes him, it doesn't stop him from feeling his feelings, but it does really cause him to push, like, butt heads with, like, you need to do things this way. You need to do this. You need to do this.
Yeah. And I think the other thing, too, is that as he discovers that there's more to this story than people know, he's willing to kind of like go against what's expected of him as an officer too, but it's still following righteousness, right? Mm-hmm. Like the truth is righteousness, and that it doesn't mean that the police are right. You know, if he's following the truth is what's right. And so he is kind of like the, I will do anything for the truth type of character, especially if that truth can set his love interest free, right?
Truth can set you free.
Also, the reason I chose this photo is because it was one of the few I could find that had his little trademark hair curl. Do you see it up there? So in this series,
that wasn't even faking, that was his hair.
No, it's legit. I actually saw a behind the scenes video and they styled it that way each time. I don't know why, but I saw it. It was intentional. He has like a little curly cue of hair for those who haven't seen it or can't see. He has a little curly cue of hair on his right hand side that they always like whoop, like a little anime character. And it was cute. I like it. No. Xiaofei, he's a good one.
All right. Next up is.
Next up is, okay, I'm not gonna lie, I
I'm
do have to
looking at
look
him and I'm like,
it
Jailer. And I was like, that's his
up.
Instagram name.
No. His name is Tiu. Tiu. It's like Thiu.
Two. Okay.
Like Tiu. And he is from Spare Me Your Mercy.
That's
Guys,
nuts.
he has to be at the top of righteous because he was the most righteous out of all of them.
I
And
was so
I,
mad.
yeah. And I feel like, you know what, guys? I'm sorry. If you haven't seen the show, we're just gonna spoil it. I mean, because I feel like there's no way I could just like leave it there without explaining. So I'm so sorry. Anyone who has not seen the show, who wants to see it, who does not want to be spoiled, earmuffs.
Skip ahead if you're listening to the podcast.
This series is about, so his love interest is like a doctor, and his doctor love interest has basically is in the countryside, and there's a lot of people in the countryside that have very like diseases or cancers, and they're dying very terrible deaths. And this doctor is talking with the families and basically saying, like, do, and with the person and saying, do you want me to euthanize them? And if the family agrees and the person agrees, then they come up with a method together to do it, right? Meanwhile, this dude comes from the city and he gets signed at the police station, and suddenly all of these people are dying, and they're saying, like, it's kind of weird because the death rate of these older people used to be so much lower, but now it's so much higher, and we've got to figure out why, right? But meanwhile, at the same time, there's some other psychotic guy who's going out killing people, and we're trying to, you know, he's investigating, and it's kind of torn between the psychotic guy and like the doctor guy. Anyways, the doctor guy has actually euthanasia is like not legal, right? So he is doing something illegal, but now we get into the ethical quandary of it's illegal, but if everyone agrees to it, if someone's living and suffering, I don't know, put that in your own pocket. You can digest that yourself. At the end of this series, this man arrests the love interest and puts him in jail. Arrests the man and puts him in jail. That is why he is at the top of the righteous list and also at the top of my list. But he had to make the cut because he's the one, I guess, the most righteous of them all. I guess we can
Yeah,
like
like
say what that means,
the fact that
but
he wouldn't even bend, like he was asked to, like, can't you just let
yeah,
this go? And he said no.
he's
And
like, nah,
the series literally ended like that.
with him trucking him off jail. Like,
I mean, it was a good watch though. It was
it was good.
I wouldn't say it was a BL. It felt more like a murder mystery with gay
It's because of
characters.
Simon.
Yeah. No, so it was really well done. But yeah.
But anyways, I digress. If you guys haven't seen it, it is a good watch, but man, just know this man is unbendable. Oh shoot. All right, who's next?
He's so pretty. All right, next on our list from The Sign is Babe's character.
Tarn. Tarn.
Thank you. Oh yeah, Tarn.
Yay.
I literally move
Okay,
on.
I feel like he is one of my favorite characters and one of my favorite righteous characters as well, because he was really like he really has like a true moral compass when doing things. And I felt like in the series there were so many things that were happening, and I honestly thought that this was honestly he felt like so with that guiding compass to be in the series that I was convinced that at some point he was gonna like take a dark like a darker path for his like vengeance and
Oh,
stuff like that. I
did
was
we have
so
that
and I
yet?
what
Oh no, we did. Okay, sorry, continue. I was like trying to think, like, have we had anyone that kind of like went down a dark path? And we
Did you
have,
think of
but
me?
yeah, I
Oh,
did. Yeah, actually, yeah, I thought of one pretty quick, damn quick.
who'd you think of? I'm curious.
Okay, the basketball series.
Which one?
the Twins? One that you No, before then.
Before then, basketball.
What was it called?
I would say no.
No. I think it was like something. Sky.
Oh, with Sua, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That one. And Sua's character kind of went down a dark path in his desperation to become a top basketball player.
Look, I liked that series when it was airing, and I remember nothing except for like the side couple feeling like they had so much tension, and then we like never saw them again. I feel like that's all that's packed into my memory.
From that. My Sky, that's what it's called.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I know, I'm so but sorry. Yes,
that's okay. I was curious. I was like, who is it? But I was so convinced in The Sign that, you know, because he was kind of like the most by the book character, that if he did choose to go down a different path for vengeance, that would have been like so juicy. But he didn't, and that's okay. But I feel like he's one of those characters that stands out to me, though, that like truly, truly has like a compass. So anyways, love you, Tarn. Represent.
All right, next up is
all right,
Gawain's character from Not Me.
Yeah, and his character was named Dan. Sorry,
Dan.
Dan. Which, by the way, guys, I'm just gonna say this. I love First and Cowtongue, definitely. But First and Gawain was also like, I feel like they were so good and Not Me. I don't know, man. I feel really sad we didn't get like one more thing from them. But all right, moving on. Okay, for Not Me, Dan's character is a police officer who.
There's a trend here. They're all police officers.
What? Oh, they are. Yeah. But he is a police officer who in his free time is like an activist, and I feel like he is a really, you know, and kind of a hidden activist, I guess, right? Because he graffitis things and whatnot, and if people knew who it was, he'd probably be in jail. So that being said, I feel like he is a true righteous character because once again, like Xiaofei, he kind of follows the compass of like what's right and wrong, right? And decides what justice means to him based off of what he feels to be right and wrong. So I feel like his character is also, I don't know, his character was really, really cool too. I really liked seeing the idea that you could have someone who was an officer but also who was very active in helping societal movements as well. That was really cool. I loved that. He's such a cool character.
And I thought it was interesting, too, that despite his moral compass, it's like, despite his, like, his moral compass told him certain things were wrong, but because he was a cop and because of his moral compass, the only way he could protest was through street art, basically, to help bring attention to
injustices. What was
happening. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. As someone who also has, like, an inside view of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he was cool. Hey.
Okay, moving on to our next category.
Yeah, two more, I think.
Do we want to, actually, I'm looking at the time now. Do we want to save these for part two?
Do we need part two? Are you guys excited for part two? Because part two is going to have
part one.
We did. Part two, we'll have to come up with a little bit more, but if you guys are excited, the characters who have sacrificed the most and also characters with the most traumatic pasts. And then I'll come up with more as well. So we have to like cap these. I know it sounds like kind of sad, but literally I get home and then we do our podcast and I haven't eaten since lunch and it gets to 7 o'clock and then I'm like, I'm fading from existence. I'm so sorry, guys.
Oh gosh. Yeah. So we're like, okay, we can't keep doing these 2 hour podcasts.
I'm Trauma so gum. Sorry. Your girl's got to eat. But the truth is I so love like doing live streams with you guys. It's so, so, so fun. I wish there was a way that we could like bring everyone on to like do commentary.
I mean, so, we could.
We could. One of these days we'll have to plan for it. We'll make a live stream that has like a theme and maybe everyone can bring something to show and tell. That would be really fun. Like, this is mine, right? I think that'd be super cute.
That would be cute.
Yeah. I love it. I will go eat. I'm sorry. I know. I'm going to go eat a big dinner. Okay. In that case, we will go ahead and see you guys next Tuesday. We will do...
We won't see them next Tuesday. I have work.
What's next Tuesday? Are you working? You're working!
Next Tuesday, I work. The job that I work is very involved in community events. And next week is a very, like, actually starting this weekend, thanks to Earth Day, like community events have just taken off. And so for sure, next week I will not be around. Kim, I don't know. You're not going to see me outside of like the virtual screen with my workload for next week. So, yeah.
Crazy. And I feel like, okay, be patient with us. We will be back as soon as possible. We do have a few interviews coming up.
Oh, yeah.
We will be here. I'll make a post as always to let you guys know when we'll be back. But hopefully, if not next week, the week after. But if anything needs to change, we'll let you know. But thank you as always for always supporting us and coming to chat with us. It's always so, so, so much fun, really and truly.
I love all the commentary.
Yeah. And next time will be super fun too. I'll come up with some more themes for it as well. So I'm excited. I can't wait to see you guys next time.
Ooh, we should actually release the themes and see what people name drop, like who they name drop for.
Ooh. Yeah, that would be really fun. Okay, keep an eye on our Twitter. I will release I'll release it there, and probably Banana will do an Instagram post as well. So okay, keep an eye out for that. That would actually be really fun. Okay, I'll come up with some other ones too. This will be really fun, guys. I'm excited.
Yay!
All right, guys. Well, have an amazing night or morning, depending on where you're at. A really great rest of the week, and we will see you guys soon.
Yes, we are going to go eat.
We'll go eat.
Okay. Bye, guys.
All right. Bye.